Ah, you're right, my little mageling. Don't call you that. Because you are a mage. A fully fledged mage. Are you indeed? See, I think it's quite a sweet little pet name. It's affectionate. But I understand. You're a mage. You are a mage. Only I couldn't help but notice you're having a little bit of difficulty. Well, your hands are not very magic, are they? I've been watching you because I like to watch you, my little mage. My mage. I like to watch you and I couldn't help but notice you're having a little bit of trouble. What? What look? This is how I always look. Oh, darling, you're so suspicious. So hurtful. Why don't you try again? Why don't you really, really focus? Why don't you take all of those years of studying, all of those hours poring over spell books, and just do a little magic trick for me? Oh. Maybe if you try again? Oh. Oh dear. It's almost as if you've been bound. Bound. Why would someone do that? I have no idea. I mean, it's not like you're overconfident. It's not like you're reckless. It's not like you're careless. It's not like you, I don't know, carelessly just tossed off a fireball that might have, I don't know, hit the high mage in the face. Oh. Oh, indeed. Now, while it was utterly hilarious, although probably not to him, it was probably a bit of a bad move. I mean, you know your reputation. I know it's never your fault. Never, ever your fault. Only, darling. My little not mage thing. It is your fault. Because yes, you come from a very powerful bloodline, and yes, you have so much potential, but, darling, you only just qualified. Yes, you're a mage, but you're green. You are just so green. And lastly, you have been bound. Those magic hands of yours aren't quite so magic at the moment, but... Now, I don't know. Are you my mageling? Are you my little mageling? Of course it's a trick question. Are you? Oh, why did you have to say that? Yes, darling, you just fucked up. Again. Now, I have connections. I have a lot of dirt on a lot of people, and I was prepared to help you out. In fact, I already have. The binding spell, I might have the key. Because I am apparently trustworthy. Didn't have to laugh quite so hard. Well, okay, I'm not trustworthy. I am, however, more careful than you. More watchful. And I have taken responsibility for you. And I was going to allow you to do some magic. The fun kind of magic. I was going to allow you to take those magic hands and just put them all over me. I was. But you're not my little mageling, darling, so, that's not going to happen. But what I will allow, what I will give you is a little bit of fun. Well, your hands can't do magic right now, they can. Still make you feel quite good. Oh no, not me. That is only saved for my little mageling. Oh, you're my little mageling, are you? Should have thought of that earlier. Should have been a bit more careful. Oh. You can touch yourself. You can do what I want. And maybe you'll get a treat. Maybe you'll get a little magic. Maybe you'll get to put those magic hands on me. But first, you'll have to get down to it and take off those robes, and that was quick. And yes. Oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying to tempt me into just giving in. Wow. Oh, maybe if you really work some magic. Oh, wait, you can't. So what can you do? You could come for me. You could come for me. Oh, you do that. You could touch. Touching that way I know you love. The way that makes your breathing. You're breathing quicken and your heart start to race. Oh, just keep touching. Oh, those hands don't need magic. They just need a little bit of intent. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, you had no intention of stopping. Oh, you do so love to get yourself into trouble, don't you? Ooh, I almost called you my little mageling, but you don't want to be that, do you? Ooh. Now you think that it's... Ooh. It's me mocking you? Oh, fuck. Oh. Impressive self-control there, not coming across the room to get your hands on me. Right then. Very impressive. But not that impressive. You're going to have to work a little harder. When I call you my little mageling, it's not because I'm mocking you. It's because you are my little mageling and I love you. And I want you and I want your hands on me and I want to touch you, to kiss you, to just wrap my magic around you. Oh, I want you to feel it. Feel it. I want you to take it. I want you to just... yes. I want you to taste it. Because you're my little mageling. So powerful, so confident, so rash. Oh. but my little mageling, my little mageling, you are not quite there yet. You have such power, such potential, but you need to be a bit more careful. You're powerful, yes, but so am I. And I am smarter. It's not about intelligence. It's not about book learning. It's about knowing when to not fuck up. It's about knowing when to just fuck me. Fuck me, please, please, please. But instead of just fucking me over and over, taking all of that rashness and that confidence and just fucking me, just keep fucking her. Stop. Stop. I want what's best for you. And I would do anything to look after you because I love you. I love you so much. I love you more than you know, and I want you to come so hard for me. Because I want you to know that I would do anything for you, but that doesn't mean that it's so hard to think when you're right there and you look so good. With the power we have, there is a responsibility. And you need to learn that. So you are my little mageling, and you will do what I say. Because, you want to come. Because you need to learn that I am yours, you're mine, and I want you to touch. Don't hold back. Now is not the time for teasing. For eking it out. Now is the time to be good. To be a good little mageling. My good little mageling. And do what I want. Give me what I want. I want you to come for me. I want you to take those hands that have such power. And I want you to use them to give me your pleasure. Because I am the one who holds the key to the binding spell. And you're going to have to be good. And we both know you love being good. It's where you act out. Where you play the fool. But it's just me and you here in this moment. And I want you to be honest. And I want you to take that honesty and wrap it around you so tightly like my embrace. I want you to feel it rubbing up against your skin. I want you to feel the friction. I want you to just give in to it. Because that is how you're going to unlock your power. You're going to just give in to it and be honest and be my good little mageling. So touch and feel it. Feel me, feel the heat and the friction and the want and the love and just, give in to it. Give yourself to it completely. I want you to come. I want you to come. Yes. Feel the pleasure. Oh. Taste it. feel it, just, ooh, savor it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Can you feel it? I know you can. But I want you to tell me, so tell me. Yes. Yes. Come for me. Oh, fuck, I can feel it. Ooh, I can feel it. I can taste it. I like the way it tastes. And so do you. I know this is difficult. I know. But my little mage thing, this isn't just a one-way thing. This is us together. My power and your power together. I give to you and you give to me, and together we just, oh, it's so good. So just be good for me. Be good for me. Don't struggle with what you actually want. Don't resist what I can give you, what I want to give you, what I long to give you, because you are my little mageling. There's no shame in that. It's a source of power. Because here you have all the power. Never doubt that. But no. I'm not giving you your magic back. Not yet. Because we're not done. Say you're my little mage thing. Say you're my good little mage thing. Oh, I love to hear that. In fact, there's only one thing I love more. And that is watching you come. So, my little mage thing. Oh, yes, that's what I want. Touch, come, and then come again and again and again. I want you to just give in. Give yourself over to the pleasure. I want you to just feel so good. I want you to feel the pleasure that those hands, oh, those magic hands of yours, are capable of, and maybe if you're really good, maybe if you come for me again and again, maybe if you touch and moan and shake and whimper, maybe I'll give you your magic back. Maybe I'll let you put those magic hands on me. But first of all, you need to be a good little mage thing and touch. Come and just revel in the magic.